We have our first two fabulous contestants right here. We have Claire Natola and Jack Martin. Welcome. Claire, you're originally from Boston. Do you have a Boston accent?
It will come out the longer I'm around everybody.
Other Bostonians?
Here, yeah, when I speak to relatives on the phone,
it's right out there.
Back,
okay, yeah. Back with your family. And Jack, you live in Medford?
I live in Medford, born in Brighton, native Bostonian. It may not sound like it.
Interesting you say that, because that little questionnaire was our genius segue into our first game, which is called Hard Ka Pun. That's hardcore pun. For anyone who doesn't understand the stereotypical Boston accent, which is, of course, when you do not pronounce the R's. So what we're going to do is quiz you on common phrases and names that have a different meaning when you don't pronounce the R's. For example, if we said, it's cacao products on a waterfront pier, you would say, dark chocolate, instead of dark chocolate.
Okay.
And the winner of this round will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Let's play. It's what you send a white-fleshed fish celebrating another year of life. Jack.
Birthday card.
That's right. Correct. Well done. It's the 1980s hit song from Culture Club about a reptile that can change its appearance to resemble a punctuation mark. Jack.
That would be comma chameleon.
There you go. You come and go in between words. It's a scary film about circle dancing at Jewish weddings. Jack.
How about the Amityville Horror?
The Amityville Horror. We were looking for horror movie, so that will do. That will do.
Okay.
William Shakespeare's famous six-pack abs earned him this nickname around Stratford. Claire.
The yes. Bod of Avon?
The Bod of Avon, Claire. You are correct. It was the midnight show at the Globe Theater. She's a professional who schedules toddlers' bathroom visits. Claire.
Potty planner.
You got it. Potty planner.
I finally figured out how to use the buzzer.
If you're stuck in a dead-end job, moving from Seoul to Pyongyang might be a much-needed type of this. Jack.
Career change.
Career change is correct. He was one of the biggest country music singers of the 1990s with Friends in Low Places, but now he's wearing all black clothes and dark eyeliner. Claire.
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. That was a very close game, but in this case, Jack, you are moving on to our final round at the end of the show. Congratulations. Claire, an excellent contender. Jonathan, do you have something that you can play for us on your guitar?
I understand this is the song that is sung during the seventh inning stretch at Fenway. So let's do this and stretch, because I know we're all exhausted from the trivia. This is called Sweet Caroline.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. It was in the spring. Spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, a touch and me. Times never seem so good.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
I've been inclined to believe they never would. No, no.
Hi, Boston.
Thank you, Jonathan Coulton. So weird how no one ever knows the words to that song.
Yeah.